This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for my conversation with Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican, from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. Congressman King is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he also represents a district in a state where that state's high court legalized gay marriage. Now the issue has emerged once again on the federal level as a federal district court judge in Boston has now declared the Defense of Marriage Act, passed and signed into law in 1996, to be unconstitutional. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, the judge in this case, Judge Joseph Taro, here's what he said in part of his decision, quote, "The government's argument assumes that Congress has some interest in a uniform definition of marriage for purposes of determining federal rights, benefits, and privileges. There is no such interest." How do you respond to that basis for his decision?
Well, my first instinct on that is, and my first response to that would be, that this does affect interstate commerce. This is something that's covered under the Commerce Clause. If you have a national patchwork of different marriage laws, when people move from state to state, travel from state to state, or work for companies that have locations in multiple states as they move from location to location, you're bound to have those conflicts between state laws. So having a uniform marriage law is something that I think fits within the Interstate Commerce Clause, or within the Commerce Clause, because it is interstate commerce. But beyond this, the push that has been coming has been from the people that have argued that it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. And this case, in my view, turns on this point. Are the people that are same-sex in marriage, are they similarly situated as those who are opposite sex? And obviously, any doctor, physician, plumber, or electrician knows they're not similarly situated.
Another issue that the judge brought up in this ruling, Congressman, was that he basically thinks that Congress at the time of this vote, and I know you weren't in Congress at the time, but said that Congress just decided to disadvantage a group of which it disapproves. How do you factor that into all this?
Well, you know, this group that they're claiming now has a civil right based upon their self-alleged behavior. Well, let's make this clear on this. These are not immutable characteristics. The constitutional protections and the civil rights statute have always, other than the specific protection for religion and creed, have always protected immutable characteristics. Those characteristics that cannot be changed and can be independently verified. So a self-alleged sexual behavior becomes all of a sudden a civil right that takes on the same trappings as the color of one's skin. And that's where we're going with this debate. And if we keep going down this path, law will be so amorphous that one cannot determine. It'll always be in the eye of the beholder, the aggrieved, the person who identifies themselves as a victim.
Congressman, one of the things that supporters of traditional marriage are very worried about is the fact that the current administration is on the record for wanting the Defense of Marriage Act repealed, but at the same time they promise to vigorously defend the law. How do you square the two? How do you think they're trying to square the two?
I don't think they will square. My concern is that they will go in, and they're by law obligated to defend the federal statute, the Defense of Marriage Act. But I have seen this happen in the past where you had an administration that lacked the conviction and the conviction to defend, and that showed up in an apathetic defense of the statute. And so I think we need to scrutinize this thing very carefully and expect that this administration under President Obama is likely to softball the Defense of Marriage Act, and I think this will go, this will not have a national effect unless it goes to the Supreme Court, in my view. And so if it does go to the Supreme Court, we've got to scrutinize this very, very carefully and watch the defense. This administration has had politics threaded all the way through the Justice Department. It's been ordered from President Obama himself. He's directed Eric Holder, for one example, would be to sue Arizona before either one of them ever read the bill. For political reasons, everyone in America has to acknowledge. So that's what we're looking at now. If it's same-sex marriage, it's unlikely that we're going to get this administration to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. And that's a good reason for people to go to the polls and register their rejection of this kind of approach.
Congressman, 6 years ago, President Bush won a narrow re-election, and a lot of people say in the aftermath of that that one of the biggest reasons was because of the marriage issue being on the ballot in several of the key states, including Ohio, which ended up being the pivotal state in that election. Folks went to the polls because they wanted to defend traditional marriage because of what the courts had done earlier that year, specifically in Massachusetts, and were threatening to do elsewhere. I think San Francisco had done it that year as well. with all the different issues that are out there, clearly the economy is huge, energy, and so many other things out there. How big of a factor could this be this fall?
I wish I could tell you that it would be the deciding factor in all of America, because it has an impact on our entire civilization and the continuation of it from here. And we have known that marriage between a man and a woman has been one of the basic building blocks of our civilization since the beginning of time. But I will tell you that I think that there's perhaps a fourth of the electorate that would vote on this or have it be the principal factor. And the balance of that are people that care but also have other interests. So if that number doesn't change, I don't think it will be the central issue in the fall, although I think it should be a qualifier for people running for office. They should be able to understand and articulate their understanding of the Constitution, the will of the people. And I'm pretty sensitive here in Iowa.
And that's, of course, because of the state Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage in your state. Explain some of the ongoing political frustrations that traditional marriage supporters have been facing in the wake of all that.
Because of the reticence of the governor and his opposition to the people in Iowa having an opportunity to vote a constitutional amendment to establish marriages between one man and one woman, the governor, the majority leader, and in the House and the Senate have all blocked any efforts to bring forth a constitutional amendment so that the voice of the people in Iowa can be heard. 31 states have voted on marriage. 31 states have defended marriage in this traditional sense. And Iowa is blocked from this right now. And that's because of judicial fiat and locked up between the governor and the majority leader and the speaker of the Iowa House and the majority leader of the Iowa Senate.
Just a couple minutes left here with Iowa Congressman
Sure.
Steve King. And Congressman, one of the reasons from the story that I've read here is that federal benefits were at question. President Obama did something on that effort already this year, and I'm sure you disagreed with that. But if the president's already made a difference on benefits, why is this case being brought forward now?
Well, and I also had to add that Hillary Clinton in the State Department, by her order, proposed and actually established same-sex benefits in the State Department very early in the Obama administration, as well as the balance of this that's been done by President Obama. You know, we can't give up. We can't capitulate. We can't let them come in here and in the course of 1.5 years of the Obama administration, take that jackhammer and chisel away at those beautiful marble pillars of American exceptionalism. Our entire country, our civilization, the things that have made us great are under assault by this administration. And I believe that the American people are going to reject that philosophy resoundingly in November. But we've got a lot of pieces to put back together in the aftermath, Greg.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us as always.
Thanks. I appreciate the chance, Greg.
Absolutely. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.